Federico and Mohini are taking chances. They're swapping off here, each of them playing their own bass. One would take the melody solo part while the other one just keeps the rhythm going. Of course, they have the electronic synthesizer drum piece going in the background, but you're hearing two bass players doing all the rest of it. I really like playing the music because I enjoy it myself, to be honest, but also because there have been people who have let me know. I've been informed that a lot of times people really do like listening to the music. They enjoy the conversation. Yes, they really enjoy the discussion that we have, but they also like hearing the music. We just let the music play sometimes, and people, you know, talk about how they may have been driving along on the road, and they've heard some songs being played, and it just helped to make it for them. So, for those of you who really like the music as well, here's some more. Yeah, we'll hear some more of that. Wow, I like the way that flows, too. I really like the way that flows. Well, Amy Morin sharing with us 13 things that mentally strong parents don't do. And as I've said before, she does an outstanding job of letting us know what not to do. But along with that, she lets us know what we should do. There was a situation wherein a family, these parents, mother and father, brought in their son, Dylan. And here was the issue, just summing it up. Dylan was having some serious behavioral problems. Young child, serious behavioral problems. So when you hear that, what comes to mind? He's having all these behavioral problems. I mean, 11 years old, and according to the parents, he'd always been a handful, but as he grew older, his defiance grew more intense. And they were at their wits' end. What comes to your mind? Do you see a child misbehaving at school? Do you see a child misbehaving at the park? Do you see a child misbehaving at home? As it turns out, Amy discovered Dylan's problems were really homebound, if you will. He was misbehaving primarily at home. As a matter of fact, although it might be, you know, assumed that he was really, if he was having trouble at home, he was getting in trouble at school too. He was actually well behaved at school. His problem was really at home. And so after talking with the family, getting a good feel for what was going on, Amy decided that The whole thing was not about trying to make Dylan follow his parents' rules. She was going to work with the parents to empower them to motivate Dylan to behave well. Now, I'm almost reluctant to say what I'm getting ready to say, but you understand why I'm saying it when I say it. How many of you have watched The Dog Whisperer? And Cesar Millan has pointed out over and over that his big challenge really was not to get the dog to change, but to get the dog owners to change. There was something about the way they were carrying themselves, something about the way they were conducting their lives that was causing the dogs to act out. And once he could get the dog owners to change the way they behave and to get them to be more relaxed around the dog, the dog's behavior would eventually change as well. Well, this was Amy's situation with Jeff and Heidi, the parents, and their son, Dylan. Dylan was, as I mentioned, well-behaved at school. I mean, every now and then he got into something, but that was very, very rare. The trouble, the ongoing, constant, persistent trouble, misbehavior was at home. And so Amy decided there were two main problems that she wanted to address. One, Dylan had little incentive to follow the rules at home. His parents took everything away from him, and they weren't clear on what he needed to do in order to earn everything back. So he gave up trying to earn everything back. You're going to take it away and let the child know you can't get these back, but you have to earn them back. We're not going to just give them back to you. You got to earn them back. Well, they need to be clear on what he needs to do to earn them back. How does he earn them back? They weren't clear. He wanted them back. After a while, he just gave up trying to get them back. That was one issue. That was one main issue that she wanted to address with the parents. A second thing was that the parents had a negative view of Dylan, and their negative view of their son was affecting their parenting. They labeled their son as a bad kid. And since that was the label they had put in their own minds, they expected him to misbehave all the time. Not to mention how painful that must have been for Dylan to have been labeled as a bad kid, period, but especially by his own parents. So, those are the main two problems. Dylan having little incentive to follow the rules, Heidi and parent and Jeff labeling their child as bad. In other words, having a negative view of him. So, these are some of the things that Amy wanted them to do in order to address those problems. One, spend quality time with Dylan. Two, catch Dylan being good. And three, give Dylan a fresh start every day. All right. So when we come back, let's go ahead and break each of those down. Their need to spend quality time with Dylan. Can you imagine that sometimes when we are upset with our child because that child has just been acting up over and over and over and over, not just for 2 or 3 days, not just for 2 or 3 months, but for 5 years. And all you want is a break from the child. Every day you want a break from the child. No. Spend quality time with Dylan. Let's start there, breaking that down when we come back. How many of you will say, hey, you know what? I can dig where they're coming from. I can use this information. I'll bring it to you in just a few. Stay with me.